Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Butata, butata. Butata, butata. Butata, butata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
All right, and welcome back once again to none other than the, wow, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 16. That M period, A period, N period, abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. If you're on Blog Talk at Lake City Radio, we appreciate it. But feel free to do like our other phone callers, like the 216-820. I believe I'm looking at 216-400. And you can definitely use that number, call in like they have. As I give you three quick disclaimers, hey, if you're wondering why I play Tribal War Cry, hey, who would have thought that Trump's attorney, Cohen, Michael Cohen, would have been like having a hearing, and in the midst of the hearing, the person that he allegedly paid off, Stormy Daniels, adult actress, shows up, has a nice little press conference right on the outside, ripping him and the president, her and her attorney. But anyway, yeah, had to play that record. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Change your mind, call back or press 1. We're going to make this very easy, and I give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do it, 9 times out of 10, I probably won't get a chance to later on in the show. So with that being said, number 10, Black Odyssey. Number 9, EC Ralph. Number 8, debut, Trap Boy Mannequin. More in just a little while. Number 7, debuting. Well, I was thankful enough that I got in a CMHA preview celebration party about an hour's worth before the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting started last Wednesday. More on that just a little while. Number 6, the 3rd annual DJ Cypher with DJ Tech, which was held yesterday. Brilliant, excellent. I think E-Man Kingley on Facebook, they did a nice little Facebook Live of it. Number 5, moving up, Black House Sounds Open Mic. Had a lot of things happen. Get with that in just a little while. Number 4, debuting, the Grown and Sexy Pageant that happened in Independence, Ohio, Fred Barkley Facebook Live event. A lot of things happened out there, which was nice. Number 3, the debut. Okay, we wish the game had gone a lot better, but the Cavs playoffs activities outside the queue had that whole area lit up yesterday, which was nice. Number 2, the debut, Cleveland International Film Festival at Tower City. I do believe you had Silver B. Okay, I won't give you all of that. But anyway, he was down there. He gave out free tickets here and there, so that was a good look for those people who actually made it out there. Sometimes they give him something at the last minute. He's like, all hands on deck. Come and get something. Couldn't even take part because I believe, yep, it was our McCoy radio show. And then, still at the top, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction week, which really capped off. So those are some major things that happened. Before I go to the phone lines, let me at least tell people, if you haven't, feel free to go to Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook or Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. Also, I want to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. 6 p.m. No, they'll be dealing with the Juvenile Justice Facility, which will be at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, a 44110 area code between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, the number 1 and the number 37, passed by that East 152nd St. Clair intersection. Now, Euclid Avenue is the number 28 bus. And I want to also let people know you can, if you want to send music or anything, emaxxradio@gmail.com. And tomorrow is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio program at voiceofradio.com, which is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Before I go and check on that 216-400 number, I'll probably go to that 216-820 number. I do want to let people know I feel very, very thankful because this coming Saturday, the Greater Cleveland Gubernatorial Forum with Joe Schiavone, Dennis Kucinich, Richard Cordray, Bill O'Neill. That's this Saturday, April 21st, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I believe doors open up at 5:30. Cleveland Heights Community Center, 1 Monticello Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. You can also RSVP or go on there to check out more at cuyahoganagement@gmail.com, which is Kyle Hoga Engagement at gmail.com. The host, some of the hosts, out of 11, there are 3 hosts, voiceofradio.com, the East Cleveland Democratic Club, Art McCoy Radio. Blessed to be a part of it because the creator, God, Allah, however you say it or choose, allowed a man, I believe Brother Eric called in, Moore. He called in to the Art McCoy radio show. And Eric Moore, he was like, hey, the candidates are all over the states. They're all over debating, but nowhere close for inner city access. The Democratic slate wasn't doing any forums close by to the inner city. So, boom, man in the street was able to at least talk to a few possible sponsors, get that together. Out of that, it jumped up to Cleveland Heights, and at least I'll be a part of it, able to speak and promote. Sometimes It's just being able to say something to represent is better than performance on any day. And also, I want to, before I do anything else, I just want to say the week from Wednesday, a week from this coming Wednesday, April the 25th, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the Coalition, along with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black Votes Matter, I'll probably say Black House Sound, Open Mic, and CCR, they'll be able to at least speak or hold an important candidate forum as we dare the candidates to come here to Truth in the direct inner city, which is at 7100 Kinsman Avenue at Cleveland, Ohio, the original Garden Valley neighborhood house. Will any candidates show up or will it be scared? This will be very interesting. The thing is, try to hold those people who claim they represent you. So let me go to this 216-820 and see what's on your mind. You might be mad at all this political talk, but 216-820, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself there, Mr. Porter?
Oh, Mr. Porter is doing excellent. What's on your mind, fam?
I tell you what's on my mind. That Black House Sounds open mic. That's right. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sounds, to inform everyone that this past Friday night was a phenomenal Friday night. We had Elder Goodrum come up in there from the National Elections Network come through. We also had Larry Gardner from Voice Radio come through. We had Ms. Gwendolyn Pitts also bless us with their presence. We also had some great food, you know, spaghetti with the garlic bread, with the salad, with the dessert pound cake. You had a performance from Black House Sounds himself, you know what I'm saying, with their song Thank You Jesus, Mr. Powers
performing
Bankroll, Brother Porter always dropping something fire, and as well as Brother Mr. Milligram. But the live of the party that night was to see two new kids from the youth come through there and hit us with the dance. That was a lovely surprise that even that I know. That's why I'm telling each and every single one that 1 week from this Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, you know, April the 27th, 2018, Black House Sound will host another open mic up there at Friends and Fellowship, 2190 at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue, second floor. Come on out, bring your kids, because this event is not about Black House Sounds. It is about the youth, and it is more to come. Also, Black House Sounds will have a show coming up on May 12th. You know, the time from 7 to 11, I believe. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And if, you know what I'm saying, it'll also be at the Crystal Tower Building at the Party Room Center. So come on out and enjoy that. That's why I tell everyone, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to Black Odyssey for always showing Black House Sound some love. And like I always say, and I said before and I'll say it again, Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. Shouts out to Joseph Valley Jr., you know what I'm saying, the Sheriff, Mr. Milligram, Hurricane Bang, as well as his children, who also, especially his son, Tyon, who actually put on a phenomenal performance and with a freestyle with his father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Tyon, a.k.a. Bang Jr. I'll tell you right now, from like father like son, there are two talented young brothers, and I'm telling you right now, I need everyone to know that, hey, when it comes to the youth in the community, you cannot lose because the children are the future. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So, like I said before, once again, before I get off this phone, April the 27th, that's a Friday night, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, suite 2190. Come on in and enjoy the open mic night hosted by yours truly, Mr. Powers. You will be on Facebook Live and other networks as well. Come on out, enjoy yourself, because you can't go wrong. Black House Sounds made real Cleveland music. One love. I'm out.
One love. Appreciate that, Ed. As we go, before I go to that 216-400 phone number, yeah, the Cavs theme, I think they unveiled it. It was called Whatever It Takes. And so if you go to that Facebook Live from Fred Barkley, you definitely know that it was first done by a Black House Sound member, first put out there in the universe at the Black House Sound's open mic. To me, that's like one of the strongest things that's going, because you had a lot of powerful things happening. So I was very thankful to be there. Anytime you have National Action Networks, Elder Goodrum, like he said, and then you follow it up with, if I'm not mistaken, you have somebody representing, hold on, radio, Deacon Lee Adams radio program on a Friday evening showing up, which is Minister Pitts. That's WERE 1490 AM. Larry H. Gardner, Headlines and Headaches, even getting on the dance floor. And some other places where you can see what's going on. While I'm thinking about it, you can check out the Black House Sound Open Mic Facebook page. You know, that's one. You can also check out the Melanated Media News Facebook and YouTube page, just because they're there. You can also Facebook Alfred Porter JR. Period. With a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. Hold on. Here's something for you. Since the brother's name was mentioned, you can Facebook Champagne Bang or check out the official Hurricane Bang page. Hey, you know, one thing that I think I better get into, because people will say, oh, you don't talk about this, that, and the other now. So, with things that are coming up, it is the 16th Annual Minority Men's Health Fair, which is taking place this Thursday, April the 19th, at Cleveland Clinic Main Campus at the Glickman Towers building. That's 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You know there are people who will tell you you should register and this, that, and the other, but if you show up, they will not, you know, put you away or anything like that or say you've got to leave. So if you need to, go check on your health, please. Before I get to the 216-609 phone number, and I'll probably start off with the 216-400 number. That's 216-400. I just want to at least tell you something, because this is some excellent news. Excellent news. People ask, well, what is activism? Sometimes it's getting results. Now, you might want to get your pens or smartphone together, because last Monday, after the sleepover, outside of the Jane Edna building. Remember, I was trying to just come in and chill back, but Joe Paganakis of Newsnet 5, he interviewed myself and a couple of members in the community on the Dollar General burning down. They talked about that at the Boys to Men program at Shaw High the past Wednesday at 3 p.m. Might get into more of that conversation at a later time, because it was very deep. Excellent to have teacher's assistant by the name of Joseph Motley Jr., Coach Brown there, but let me digress. Anyway, they had interviewed myself, meaning Joe Paganakis, because, well, let's face it, it was left open. You know, Dollar General burnt down, left open. It was an unclosed, open eyesore, dangerous, where children are passing by and everything else is going on, include rodents running through at the Euclid Avenue and Eddy Road intersection in East Cleveland. And the store chain hadn't said if they will reopen the business or leave it barren, tear it down, leave East Cleveland, who's at least lost two of three libraries, part of a post office, another dollar store and check cashing place. They had two of those, a check cashing place and a dollar store that closed down at the Rallies, I believe, Subways, you could say little shopping area across from City Hall of East Cleveland. They lost their B&M's restaurant that was on Hayden. So there was no answer. Now, what I have said, an activist is somebody working for results. God bless me. And let me tell you why. Pastor Wiggins called the day after the news story. He called me, incensed, hit me up saying he saw the TV report. Friends Fellowship Bible Church pastor. I believe they're in Suite 2190. 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112 at the Chandler Park Building. Sunday, 10 a.m. services. And he had information to help contact the head of everything to get it, you know, done and down. So the reason I'm saying that on the 6-foot step ladder for the soapbox, the information is the chairman of the board for Dollar General, Richard Dreiling, or Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D-D-R-E-I-L-I-N-G, 100 Mission Ridge, G-O-O-D-L-E-T-T-S-V-I-L-L-E, so I guess that's Goodlettsville, Tennessee, 37072. The phone number where you can call and say, what you going to do? Are you going to do something? Is 1-615-855-4000. So with that being said, I'm going to go to the 216-400 phone number. Am I giving out too much information? 216-400. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I tell you what, I'm going to write that number down, and I will be calling the owner because that was my favorite store. And now I had to find another one. So I will be calling, asking him, what do you plan to do with? Because we do get tired of losing everything in East Cleveland. And forget we lost our bank, lost the post office, lost the hospital, which they plowed under, and we just keep losing. And thank God we haven't lost Walgreens. So there you go. But thank you for all that you do to try to help the business people and the people in the community. Keep up the good work, sir, and may God bless you.
May God bless you also, and thank you very much.
And you're welcome,
as
sir.
You problem, and definitely as you go back on hold, before I play anything else, I guess I will take the time to just say, hey, 6-foot follow-up step ladder for this soapbox. Do you remember around 4 weeks ago when quite a few of us, I believe it was Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Brown Report newspaper, East Cleveland City Council, Vice President Ern Smith, East Cleveland Councilman at Large, Nathaniel Martin, Black Man Army Punching the Silence, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, and Peer Women's Coalition went to East Cleveland City Hall because East Cleveland Law Director Willa Hemmons offered to drop the charges against 5 police supervisors if they each paid $5,000, stemming from the 2012 137 shots murder atrocity, so that East Cleveland could recoup some of the money investigating the case. Back then, we said it sounds like petty extortion when you could try these fools, but what is sad is that the defense attorneys for the supervisors, that we really had no love for them either, said that Henry Hillow, is the supervisor's defense attorney. He contacted the Cuyahoga County prosecutors to file charges, and guess what? Willa Hemmons definitely, unfortunately, was wrong. Maybe Judge Will Dawson, who's an excellent judge in East Cleveland, can handle it. Because I'll be damned, $25,000 isn't worth one human life, let alone two. Damn. You know, takes me to something that I heard that was very nice off of CCR. One thing that I could say, I love that song, but in comparison, which one should I play? Should I play that from CCR 2? Or should I go back to, third release from Sheriff Kilroy, because that one is Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy, and that's an important song too. So with that being said,
Yes, you remind us. Just before we climb up, death, they remind us. Yes, you remind us. How many folks ain't saw a thing? One day you're here, then you're gone. The next day, they don't know your name. You said he's falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say, you brain dead, they bought the bullet machine. And since you was a Christian guy in intervene. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target to wanna shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live the dirty dance? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. Until I saw a man die.
Some people angry, some people march. Others wonder why police have whole hearts. Police violence, it ain't start today. Years ago, James Rhodes was blown away. Decades before, we lost Brandon McLeod. Families cry, neighborhoods get loud. Ask the police what they shooting for. Should've learned from her brides years before. Push the people down, they gon' push hard back. Take it as a threat, take it as a fact. Black police, aka the Black Shield. Let me break it down, tell you how I feel. Black Shield, Black Police Organization. It deceived loomers, y'all scared to face it. The union head of CPPA. Cried baby loomers, racist things he say. To the family who lost a loved one. You don't care what ignorant words does. Wish cops could feel family tears. Like Tim, Melissa, Tanisha, Tamir. Some people reaping what they sow, and it's an unsolved mystery. The chapter in your life becomes untold. Some people need to learn a lesson. When you walk the city streets, every step you take, you must learn to count your blessings. But there's a lot of deep depression. Crooked humans keep a beast for thirsty lives on their radar, so they steady flexing. So let me tell you the real truth on the mistaken identity. The cops have no use when your life is in danger. There ain't no need to make a report, cause the cops only resort is be on the scene to see your corpse. So I gotta set a trend to prevent that bullet torch. Any badge is the devil's weapon without the pitchfork. And if I gotta keep it real just to keep myself alive, I don't gotta justify when I see a family cry. Long as I got some men upstairs watching over all sides. When it's my time to die, I hope my journey gets a vibe.
And I thank you all so much. I feel like real peaceful that maybe I'll get through most of the announcements I'm supposed to. I'll start it like this and say that yesterday, the Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Peace Action Workers World, Peace Action and the Workers World, there we go, Workers World, alongside Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor and Pure Women's Coalition, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Refuse Fascism, Silver BB. That was interesting because he was going to the, if I'm not mistaken, he was just going to check out the films, you know? He was going to check out the films in Tower City, and he was like, wait a minute, what's going on over there? He was going to that international film festival for Cleveland, and he ended up crossing the street alongside Don Bryant, Man in the Street, an actual Syrian resident, George Kusa, he spoke at ClevelandUrbanNews.com, and, you know, it was the point that was brought up, as Brian Cassidy said, that he was an Iraq war veteran. That's right, Brian Cassidy, U.S. citizen, fought over there, but he could testify that the 21st artillery, part of the 21st Cavalry, used white phosphorus in the attack on Fallujah. Israel has used white phosphorus in attacks on Gaza Strip, Palestinians, and all of that. So on my six-foot stepladder, I had to ask, does Israel, Saudi Arabia, United States 21st Artillery and 21st Cavalry, among others, but I digress and say that since I did get a flyer from it, Sunday, May 27th, don't say it's so far off, it'll be here before you know it, just like the May 12th Black House Sounds program that's coming up. But anyway, the St. Malachi Social Action Commission presents Brian Cassidy, Iraq War veteran, Sunday, May 27th, 2015 at 10:15 a.m. St. Malachi's Hall, 2459 Washington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, the corner of West 25th Street, Detroit Avenue. And Brian is definitely an Iraq War veteran and member of Veterans for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War, and Iraq and Afghanistan, Veterans of American Lava. Brian will be sharing how his desire for peace relates to his time of service in Iraq War. And for more information, you can contact RICCOBENE726 at Gmail. Hey, I got rid of all of that. That was good. And I also want to let people know, since I'm giving a little bit of information before you say I don't, Saturday was the official candlelight 6 p.m. vigil against abuse. It was held at Public Square. Well, the one at Public Square was held at 8 p.m. And yes, it was raining hard, cold rain. Anyway, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, General Donald Walker Brown, joint man in the street, Black Man's Army, as we joint Anaya Day Garrett, the four-year-old, murdered after Jane Etna's Children Protective Services dropped the ball. So we joined the father, Michael Garrett, a.k.a. Nice Mike the Realist. He had his daughters earned and demanded justice. A man in the street wanted accountability, and due to Donna Brown's suggestion, and since that four-year-old was the youngest activist, because Anaya complained, although she knew she was going to get hurt, she complained and begged for help. So as president, I named her the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Honorary Lifetime Member. Also, myself and two others will have a meeting tomorrow to deal with this issue with an important person who can hopefully and prayerfully handle things. We'll keep you aware out of that meeting, but my thing is this. Don't just get out there and do a little something. If you're going to get out there, do your best to change policy and procedure. East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization, Nathaniel Martin, citywide leader, Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, second floor, 13944 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. That's April the 19th, this Thursday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The East Cleveland Citywide Organization, in partnership with the Cleveland Clinic, presents the Healthy Community Initiative, and all candidates running for precinct committee persons will be encouraged to speak. The location, again, is the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, second floor, at 13944 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio. So I just wanted to let people know that. And see, I'm giving as much information as I can. It's not easy sometimes, so you have to bear with me. And before I go to the 216414, which I know that's very important, I want to let people know that the Black Man's Army Man-to-Man Facebook page is up and running this coming Thursday. We will say this Thursday, 6 p.m., will be the Man-to-Man program at 15415 Kipling Avenue, which is at the 44110 area code. Black House Sounds, the movie, teaching life lessons and all of that. The number 1, number 37, number 28 buses do pass by as the staff opens up with a brief statement on why they meet, participation policies and procedures, i.e. respectful attention, guides or staff to present a topic, followed by directed conversation among participants, and ending with repast and information about upcoming events, which because collaboration is needed in the Black community. Before I go to the 216414 phone number, last announcement. The Art McCoy Radio Show, which airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica, which is Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. I'm sensing a trend here. MC Chill Radio Program, which is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. Or you can go to www.newstalkcleveland.com for all of them. Now I'm going to go to the 216-414 phone number, which is probably going to tell me you're giving out too much information. So with that being said, 216-414, how are you doing out there?
Greetings, Mr. Porter. I'm doing all right. How's everyone? Cleveland.
Hey, okay.
That's good. Basically, my reasons for calling, this is Major Chess, by the way. My reason for calling is I'm touching on the CMHA situation that's been going on. We are aware that they've already been looked into as far as the FBI have been investigating them, basically. Long story short, just to show how the corruption plays a part in the CMHA housing situation, I'm a victim. I am not a CMHA housing resident, though my mother was at one point. She had situations involving a building manager on Ampleside that was involved in a lot of corruption that she was basically, this building manager mistreated a lot of residents over there. My mother, she has joined like an LLC board. It's basically someone who helps around the apartment complex, does things for the people like around there, basically. Things have escalated to the point where my mother and her basically a situation occurred of all my mother and her. She constantly kept sending evictions and stuff like that. My mother finally left LLC board once she seen what was going on. Money was being pocketed and stuff. And so my mother just left, basically. This lady still wanted my mother to run the LLC board, and since my mother refused and stuff, that's when she caused herself trying to target me and my mother, basically. Recently,
wow.
I was I was arrested for an assault charge on a tenant that was there, who this Adrian Page lady was somewhat of a mentor to this girl. She upheld like a lot of stuff with this young girl, basically. Long story short, I was able to prove my case. That was filed that I did not assault this girl and stuff like that, basically. Video showed that, long story short, though. What the crazy thing about the case was, I was found not guilty for that, though I was found guilty in a situation that happened after that. Basically, the courts merged the case. The judge by the name was Mary B. Cassidy. He merged the case and stuff. Without allowing correct evidence to be given, you know, with inside of the testimony for the second offense that I was being so called charged with, the attorneys that I had, they were public defenders and stuff. They were basically just getting called on the case. Long story short, every time I went for the pre-sentencing of the case, they were always attempting to try to get me to take a plea deal, and I would tell them, no, I'm not taking a plea deal, because I know for one, I did not do these so-called allegations that I'm being accused of, and two, you need to get your facts right. I've done the research myself. I've done the full work, the technical work, and I have the evidence right here and stuff like that. It was lies that this Adrian Pace lied and said that I threatened to. First, she said that I accused her of threatening to blow up the building. Those allegations soon changed. Like, these were the charges that were read to me first. The reason why I had to spend 3 days in jail and get a bond, basically. So this is the reason. So these are the charges I was being read that I threatened to blow up the CMHA housing building. So when we go to court, the first time we're in court and stuff, I'm hearing these new allegations that she well, now it's coming out that she's threatening to there's been other threats and stuff like that that were made. There were threats made that the whole story basically got switched up and said that she said that I threatened to F her up instead of blowing up the building. So where is this coming from? Where is this? Well, this is totally out of context as far as with how I go from blowing up the building, saying that I'm going to blow up the building, from to I'm going to F you up and stuff like that. This is supposed to be resolved because I was mad because she was evicting my mother from the house, from the apartment complex. Though that wasn't even the case and stuff like that. Basically, this Adrian Page was basically in threat of her job because after we were found out, after the allegations from hearing, like, people with the residents over there in the CMHA building, from how she's mistreated people, she slapped elderly people. It's an elderly person it's an elderly person. It never came out. This person is not even allowed to even say this and stuff like that. Though this person before this person passed and stuff like that, this Adrian Page lady had slapped this elderly person. Also leaving people there with no electricity, ambulance having to be called and stuff like that. Elderly people's oxygen tanks going out and stuff like that because this Page lady left and there's no electricity in the building. She went on vacation basically. So there's been a lot of corruption dealing with this lady and stuff. So basically, all I said was I made a reference to, okay, you basically gonna get fired, you know what I'm saying? For all the corruption you causing and stuff like that, and the position that you got, okay, you know what I'm saying? We the right people for that, you know, as far as with addressing issues and things of that nature and stuff like that, you know. And
Can I ask you a question? Because of what you said and some of what's going on, what's the next step? And then I have to ask you a question that will make more sense to a lot of people listening. What's the next step for you, brother?
Well, the next step is like I told you, I was found not guilty for the assault, though they found me guilty for the menacing. That was due to the simple fact that it was witnesses that were not there that this lady had these people come to court and lie on me and said that I made these false allegations that I threatened her, basically. So the jury was not able to see that through the lies and, you know, just the financial evidence that was not brought attention to them. So I'm up for sentencing the 18th, this Wednesday. My next step with this is, of course, I'm going to file an appeal, and I'm gonna take it from there. I'm gonna take it from there, and then I'm going to make sure this gets out and stuff like that. You know, as far as what's going on.
Well, we already know that it's Judge Cassidy, if I'm not mistaken. It's 13A. So then my follow up question before we leave off the line is, did you go to Black on Black Crime Incorporated the past Wednesday, and out of that meeting, were you able to get assistance from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Carl Stokes Brigade, on different meetings or what?
Yes, indeed. Yes, I attended. I went to the Black on Black meeting last Wednesday, and I got some encouragement. I got some enlightenment and stuff. I got invited by Brother William to the Carl Stokes Brigade meeting. Me and my mother, we spoke there. And so we got some board members from there coming on the 18th. Also, I feel you guys are coming. I believe you said you'll be there, Mr. Porter. So I'm looking forward for you guys supporting us. So I appreciate you guys and stuff. And basically, we just got to keep fighting this fight, this struggle and stuff. We got, it's like a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us, you know, some innocent guys, women, you know what I'm saying, being hit with these fake evictions, well, not evictions, these fake charges and stuff like that. Just try to keep us, you know what I'm saying, held back under and stuff like that, keep us from getting gigs, you know, jobs rather. Just to call us trying to belittle us. That's the system for you, though, you know. So, we as a people have to stick together. We have to stick together and stand up and see one fighting this fight that, you know what I'm saying, you know, this government don't want us to fight. That's the problem. And
sure.
Expose them. Expose them. Time to expose
thank
them.
Thank you.
So, we'll talk. So with that being said, thank you, Mr. Porter, and peace.
Peace, and thank you as well. And the reason that I had to ask that question, you might say, well, why would you ask a question like that? Well, it's because, simply put, I can talk about a lot of stuff on here. I can say, hey, if you do this or do that or what have you, but sometimes it's best to have somebody else who might have seen or gone through something. They can speak and say, you know something, you're telling the truth because of blase, blase. It kind of lets you know we're not there just to be there. As a matter of fact, I want to throw out here real quick that if you want to, you can go to Facebook to Black on Black Crime, Inc. So that's Black on Black Crime, Inc. The website is blackonblackcleveland.com. Quick announcement is that this was one of the ones that we talked about because it was announced there. Brother Bibb showing up there. The Ohio House, he showed up at the Black House Sounds open mic to let people know that the Ohio State Representative's 10th House District candidates, Nelson Cintron Jr., Kyle Early, Anand Mehta, Danielle Shepard, T.J. Dow, Ronnie B. Jones, no, not the whatever guy, Billy L. Sharp, Terrence Upchurch, will be at the Democratic Forum Cleveland City Club style. You can order lunch off the menu at your own cost. That's Saturday, April 28th, 12 noon to 3:30 p.m. or the 12 noon luncheon, 1:30 p.m. to candidates, 2:30 p.m. Q&A at the Chandler Park Field and Friends Fellowship Baptist Church, Reverend Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, pastor. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? 17325 Euclid Avenue at London Road. Second floor, suite 2190, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Sponsored by the Carnegie Roundtable, African American Think Tank, in conjunction with the Ohio 8th House Black Caucus, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the National Congress of Black Women, Hip Hop Workshop, Al Porter, let's see, Black House Sound, Open Mic, the Ricks Brothers Foundation. So you'll see a lot of those people speaking, as a matter of fact, being on the inside of that facility. I'm kind of certain what you might hear playing through the sound system. I'm just saying. Partial listing. Now, the admission ticket is $2 per person. Get your ticket from any sponsor. Charles E. Bibb, Senior Coordinator, the African American Coalition of Greater Cleveland, the Carnegie Roundtable, founder, president, and CEO of the Ohio 8th House District Black Caucus. P.O. Box 5253, Cleveland, Ohio, 44101. You can call 216-659-4619, or you can email cebibbsr@yahoo.com. And then on that same day, this is going to be interesting, May the 28th, you can feel free to go visit voiceofradio.com around 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, probably 6:30 p.m. because it's like an after-party special going on up there. They asked me would I like to have a special Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, open house. Don't tell too many people that there'll be food stuff up there, because if you tell too many people, then they'll all show up, take food out of your plate. So therefore, feel free to show up, have fun, talk to us. We will appreciate it. And before I play anything else, like I say, I'm having a good time because anytime I get to make a few announcements, I'm all right. It's all good to me. And I don't think I got a chance to talk about this thing, but since it was brought up briefly, you know, last Wednesday, before the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, the Black Stallions, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Queen Danielle, the Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, Ernest L. Smith, First Lady's Dynasty, I just wanted to play it to see how people would think about the Cleveland's Most Hated Artist Project from Sheriff Kilroy before the meeting. And at least I can say that
before even thinking about a release, the singles to focus on, everybody nodded their head to CMHA. The second one was Black Man's Army, the hip-hop version, featuring Emax the Image. In the Club with Emax, I know Black Odyssey showed interest in that one. And the fourth one was Two Wrongs Don't Make It Right with none other than Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr. And then after that, during the meeting, yes, that's where my brother and all of that Major Tap spoke, and we were able to get some help for him. But we had Ruel Sailor, who was a keynote speaker, who was found innocent and released because he knew he was innocent after serving 15 years. So he refused to cop to a guilty plea, and they had to release him. Ernest L. Smith also spoke, and to me, that was like just a strong meeting in itself. I do want to say that, I tell you what, because I know he's an idiot, give me 2 minutes for the 16-foot step ladder, just 16 feet for the soapbox. This is what happened. The story behind the story. Why the hell did they go and bother that man's attorney in the first place? I guess what prompted the FBI to raid President Trump's personal attorney Cohen's home and business and law office? Well, it's because we talked about it before. You know, he paid Stormy Daniels, a dope porn star, on the, I think she'll be on The View tomorrow morning to speak, but that's a side note. Anyway, she was paid $130,000 about 11 days before the election out of money that was found wired through the campaign, which is illegal. We talked about all of that. Stay with me. Now, add to that the National Enquirer. Yeah, the president said he loves the Enquirer. Well, the owner pledged public support for Donald Trump. That paper, you know, they paid Susan McDougal, former Playboy playmate, $150,000, and sat on the story of her alleged affair with then candidate Trump, killing the story because she couldn't tell anyone else. Nobody heard about it. You know, moral Christian values probably would have heard it. But 8 months prior to that, Playboy playmate payout, the National Enquirer, their parent company, which is called, of all things, American Media Incorporated. American Media Incorporated. They made a $30,000 buyout to Dino Sajudin that the president fathered an illegitimate child with a Trump World Tower employee. So Cohen consulted with the Enquirer before the deal initially was made. American Media Incorporated and the Enquirer, I think they published the Enquirer, but David, yep, this is his real name, David Peckers, he's an unabashed Trump supporter. So David Pecker is an unabashed Trump supporter. What's with these guys? Anthony Weiner? Anyway, I'm done. Anyway, that's why the National Enquirer apparently made their first ever presidential endorsement endorsing Donald Trump, and they attacked Trump's rivals. I believe they called Hillary a lesbian, a few other things, and some of the Republican candidates, they attacked them too, even saying that, if I'm not mistaken, Cruz, and I don't blame him for dropping out of the race, because if you talk about my father possibly being behind the murder of John F. Kennedy or something like that, and I have to get up on stage with you, I might break your jaw. So that's one of the reasons why Ted Cruz stepped back out of that election and said, y'all fools can have this one, because he would have to stay up there and play real nice with him. Anyway, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go back in the past and play something I haven't played for a little while, just because that one got me feeling a little bit heated. So let's play this.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the redneck cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, it came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK name me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard times, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you, at the stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck. The ballad of the redneck cowboy. The ballad of the redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
And who would have thought being a redneck would might be able to get you invited to the White House as a special guest? Anyway, this coming Friday, April the 20th, Man in the Street will be live at Trap Boy Mannequin's concert. Might be able to do a special Hood Tunes radio show around 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Fantasy Nightclub, 11802 Detroit Road, Lakewood, Ohio. DJ New Air, Soul City, T the Tyrant, late evening show. See how the new equipment is working. Remember something. This is not a performance, so do not think that is coming up. I also want to let people know that, hey, Solutions, that's what it is. Solutions is coming up. It will be for the East Cleveland residents and others who want to help out and deal with East Cleveland's vibranium, which is definitely the residents. With James Lee from Oppressed People's Nation, Al Porter Jr. from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Patricia from OPN, Women's Program, Joe Legacy, Black House Sounds, Boys to Men, the Entertainment Report, and that's coming up definitely. As I look at things, that will be coming up at this coming Friday, 15453 Euclid Avenue, 44112 Euclid and Taylor intersections. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Sometimes it goes a little bit earlier, so I just feel like it's a blessing to be able to do certain things. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Give me about 2 minutes before I come back. I don't want to play this for a long time. Sometimes I feel like I'm one. Bad man, Eric Magnus, a.k.a. that Solomon Kane.
Last of the finest, bred to be a monster, man of respect. Something like a mobster, break you off proper, serve you with no pity. I cut my teeth on hard times, that's why the G is in me. Surrounded by envy, but you don't want to test this. I got no issue putting a hole where your chest is. I'm cut from a different thing, you just all copycat. I'm unknown, but I'm known worldwide. Copy that, independent grinding, doing what I gotta do. Y'all some label prostitutes, watch them squeeze it out of you. Run this game I'm about to do, that's been waiting for a handout. And when the big pinata break, you better not have your hand out. I need you to stand out, fitting in. I'm a street king, this hood I was born in. Like Brother Lynch, I'm sick made, you knew it. And I'm made, the realest ever did, it's been hard. Since the sixth grade, you follow trends, I change it up. I study moves, then I bang it up. I'm what the game was, what the game is. You garbage man rappers, y'all on some lace. Who you came with? Now all stand down. Street cred 100, it's gonna be man down. And we don't ain't around. Real than any shit. Got them hands for you. One hit a quitter, man. Out here is cutthroat. Talk loud, that's a fair note. Rappers hang from a tightrope. I'ma make that show. You want to work time to see the Sandman. You don't want no drama, bruh. Not a wound. I'm a bad man.
No matter what they tell y'all, a classic is never outdated. It's your boy, SK. Every new city nightmare. That's how we do it. OG's gon' ride. Faith is gon' die.
Black Wealth Music Group. And before I leave out, this will only take about 2 to 3 minutes. So I definitely have to thank Daniel. And I'll tell you why. She opened up my mind to a few different things. I was able to join in with this Habitat for Humanity. I'll give you a brief synopsis. The Thomas and Walker family, they had like two different home dedications. One was at 741 Magnolia Avenue, and the other one was at 749. Magnolia Avenue. And it was a beautiful program because to see so many people there to have an opening prayer and home blessing for both homes, scripture readings was Revelations 3:20. Jesus said, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll go in." Proverbs 24:3-4. By wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. We need God's presence, power, and direction for our lives and homes to be fruitful. Psalms 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Joshua 24:14, now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt served the Lord. Matthew 7, verses 24 through 25. I'll give you part of this, which is, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken them to a wise man who built this house on the rock, and the rain descended. The floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and I did not fall. I believe that I did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. So the reason I'm throwing those out there is because I got a chance to actually see my name as being one of those who helped with the volunteers. And I believe it was the volunteer for the house that was at 749 Magnolia Avenue. And another brother that I met by the name of Arthur Mays, my thing is, when you look at certain things, I didn't even realize that. Hey, this is 19, you know, and this is a deep one for me, looking at 1966, the Habitat for Humanity, Summit County. So we're looking at Summit in particular, has built over 199 homes with qualified low-income families housing over 200 adults and nearly 350 children, safe, decent, affordable housing. All you have to do, though, is work on the house yourself. And I thought it was very powerful for me because from what I saw a lot of people, yeah, whites working, building on their own homes. Well, I saw a lot of black people were happy because they're not struggling, they're staying positive, and maybe they can come to Cleveland and teach inner city person what it takes to live because they're living. Being said, I just have to thank D for doing that part, and I also want to, wow, I never thought I'd be thanking a pastor so many times, but I want to thank Pastor Wiggins of Friends Fellowship Bible Church who wishes to get involved and his church involved with that program. So by it being a Bible-based program that people might not have realized, where people build their own homes and work on others' homes, and in Cleveland I see so much ugly and depressed looks in people's faces, it's nice to have over 100 people at Cuyahoga Falls for two home dedications and half of them being black, already living
and may be willing to bring that to other people so they can live too and realize that no matter what, because I see a lot of things that are depressing. Hell, I could get depressed all the time, but one thing I can say before I get off of this particular phone, this radio interview, laptop, everything like that, I see a lot of good because I'm around a lot of people who are doing things to reach out and make sure things are happening. That's why when people can come through and say, hey, Porter, I have this problem with the court system or this, that, and the other, sometimes it's like, yeah, I'd love to work and do some other things, but there are times that I have to take off because I'd be damned if somebody didn't take time out for me when I was growing up to lend a helping hand in a couple of years. So with that being said, God bless everybody. Creator, look out for everybody. What's more important, please look out for each other. I thank you very much, because when you look out for each other, maybe, just maybe, you might look out for me in the future. Peace.